The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And for today's program, we're going to start off with the Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. The phone number there is 919-560-3030. And all programs start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. So, let's get started. Friday, January 11th at Carolina Theater, it's Gregory Alan Isakoff. The show is Evening Machines. Many musicians have day jobs to make ends meet. However, few artists maintain the lifestyle kept by Isakoff. The Colorado-based indie folk artist is a full-time farmer who sells vegetable seeds and grows various market crops on his three-acre farm while also tending to a thriving musical career. Isakoff had an easier time balancing his two passions while making his fourth full-length studio album, Evening Machines. In between farm duties, the multi-instrumentalist wrote and recorded in a studio house in a barn on his property. That's Gregory Alan Isakoff, Friday, January 11th. Sunday, January 13th, the Three Viennese Masters. In an ode to classicism, the Carolina Theater presents the father of the symphony at his peak, the colossus at the beginning of his epic journey, and the genius who made it all seem so easy. Haydn, Beethoven, and Mozart. How much would you love to have lived in the 18th century Vienna? That concert starts at 3 on Sunday, January 13th. Then on Thursday, January 17th, it's Miracle on the Hudson, 10th anniversary celebration. A decade ago, the Miracle on the Hudson captivated the hearts of Americans. Hear the gripping story told by co-pilot of U.S. Airways Flight 1549, Jeff Skiles, Dave Sanderson, the last passenger off the aircraft, and Red Cross Division disaster executive Scott Graham. That show starts at 7. Interesting, it's been 10 years already. Sunday, January 27th at Carolina Theater, Ladysmith Black Mambazo. The group was founded in the early 1960s by Joseph Shabalala, a teenage farm boy living just outside the small town of Ladysmith, halfway between Johannesburg and Durban. Joseph added to his group's name the word black in reference to the black oxen, the strangest of all farm animals. Mambazo is the Zulu word for chopping axe, a symbol of the group's vocal ability to clear the path to success. Saturday, February 2nd, it's the ICCA quarterfinals. This is the only international tournament that showcases the art of student a cappella singing. The program, the Varsity Vocals International Championship of Collegiate A Cappella, is dedicated to providing top-notch collegiate a cappella groups with valuable feedback from highly qualified judges. That all starts at 7. Thursday, February 7th, it is Bert Kreischer, Body Shots Tour. Bert is an American stand-up comedian, actor, writer, and host who performs to sell-out crowds across the country. His stand-up special, Secret Time, is currently streaming globally on Netflix. Described as having a rare and incredible talent, Bert has evolved from being named Rolling Stone's 1997 number one partier in the nation to one of the top names in comedy. There are two shows, 7 and 9:30. Friday, February 8th, at Carolina Theater, The Second City. It's not you, it's me. Second City has been laughing at love for decades in the world-famous comedy company's latest laughter-inducing undertaking, It's You, Not Me. The troupe takes shots at heartbreak, missed connections, and the mire of human relationships. Your friends, your parents, even your blind date will find something achingly familiar to laugh at, thanks to comedy's newest generation of writers and performers, who all fit squarely into the It's Complicated category. Saturday, February 9th at Carolina Theater, the Fab Four. If you want to experience the best Beatles tribute ever, you won't want to miss the Fab Four, the ultimate tribute. The Emmy Award-winning Fab Four is elevated far above every other Beatles tribute due to their precise attention to detail. And some other things coming up at Carolina Theater. Friday, February 15th, Susanna Baca. Sunday, February 17th, an homage to Handel. Sunday, February 17th, Dimitri Martin, Wandering Mind Tour. Thursday, February 21st, Johnny Cash at San Quentin. This is the Johnny Folsom Four and Friends. Thursday, February 28th, Aaron Lewis, the State I'm In Tour. And Friday, March 1st, Varsity Vocals, the 2019 ICHSA South Quarterfinals. All right, moving on to DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Center in Durham. You can get tickets at dpacnc.com, DPAC Ticket Center. You can call them at 919-680-2787. There's the DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham. Or you can contact Ticketmaster. All right, Tuesday, January 8th through Sunday, January 13th, Fiddler on the Roof. An entirely fresh, funny, and gorgeous new production, that from New York Magazine. A wonderful cast and a lavish orchestra tell this heartwarming story of fathers and daughters, husbands and wives, and the timeless traditions that define faith and family. Saturday, January 19th, live from here with Chris Thiele. Come be a part of live radio being made. Live from here with Chris Thiele, formerly a Prairie Home Companion, is a Saturday night destination for radio audiences everywhere. This variety show features a unique blend of musical performances, comedy, and audience interaction. Tuesday, January 22nd through Sunday, January 27th at DPAC, Miss Saigon. This musical is the story of a young Vietnamese woman named Kim, who is orphaned by war and forced to work in a bar run by a notorious character known as the Engineer. There she meets and falls in love with an American GI named Chris, but they are torn apart by the fall of Saigon. For 3 years, Kim goes on an epic journey of survival to find her way back to Chris, who has no idea he's fathered a son. That's Miss Saigon at DPAC. Wednesday, January 30th, it's Russell Peters' Deported World Tour. Peters is a Canadian stand-up comedian and actor. He began performing in Toronto in 1989 and won a Gemini Award in 2008. In 2013, he was number 3 on Forbes' list of the world's highest-paid comedians, and became the first comedian to get a Netflix stand-up special. In 1992, Peters met American comedian George Carlin, one of his biggest influences, who advised him to get on stage whenever and wherever possible. Peters said he took that advice to heart, and I think that's the reason I am where I am now. Thursday, January 31st at DPAC, Toni Braxton, As Long As I Live Tour. The distinctive sultry vocals of 7-time Grammy Award-winning recording artist Toni Braxton, singer, songwriter, record producer, actress, and philanthropist, have been celebrated internationally ever since she was first introduced to the world by Babyface and L.A. Reid in 1992. Friday, February 1st, Mandolin Orange. North Carolina-based singer-songwriter Andrew Marlin and multi-instrumentalist Emily Franz, as Mandolin Orange, release their newest music, Tides of a Teardrop, the day of this concert. The music finds Mandolin Orange exploring the intimate grief at the frayed edges of their songwriting and confronting loss head-on, facing down the depths of despair and emerging with something new and redemptive. It's a progressive, personal statement from one of roots music's most thoughtful young groups. All right, other performances at DPAC, Saturday, February 2nd, a conversation with Bob Woodward. Monday, February 4th, the Simon and Garfunkel story. Friday, February 8th, an evening of entertainment. Saturday, February 9th, Disney Decapella. Sunday, February 10th, Pod Tours America. And then Tuesday, February 12th through Sunday, February 17th, Ronald Dahl's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. All right, let's take a look at a couple of the clubs around Raleigh. Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blount Street. Most shows start at 9 unless noted. Wednesday, January 2nd, Chesley Cheese Allen and Friends with Radio Box Band. Thursday, January 3rd, Unaka Prong, Julia, and Raptor Taxi. Hope I got all that right. Friday, January 4th, Emily Mussolino Band with Downtown Abbey and the Echoes and Rebecca Todd. Saturday, January 5th, it's Delaus, the music of the Mars Volta. Wednesday, January 9th, Matt Southern and Lost Gold with Whisperer. Friday, January 11th, Silo Joe plus Groove Fetish. Saturday, January 12th, School of Rock Wake Forest presents British Invasion. This show is at 1 o'clock and it is free. Saturday, January 12th, Bacalao stars with Pepe P. Sunday, January 13th, Day Party Series, Striking Copper with Neil Cribbs. That's a 2 o'clock show. That same day, Super City with Steve Hartso Band. That, of course, at 9. Monday, January 14th, Georgia Dish Boys with Early Branch and Tyler Key at 8:30. Tuesday, January 15th, it is Coast to Coast Live Artist Showcase. At the Lincoln Theater on East Capera Street in Raleigh, the phone number there for detailed information, 919-821-4111. All right, Friday, January 4th, Aaron Hamm and Big River and Jonathan Wood. That show starts at 7:30. Saturday, January 5th, QDR Happy Q Year featuring Granger Smith, John Langston, and Seth Ennis at 8. Sunday, January 6th, Afton Music Showcase featuring OG, Tiggy Orlando, and Aircrash Detectives. Wednesday, January 9th, Fruition with Brad Parsons and Starbird at 8. Friday and Saturday, January 11 and 12, Zoso at 8:30. Friday, January 18th, The Grateful Ball at 8:30. Saturday, January 19th, Chairman of the Board at 8:30. Wednesday, January 23rd, Ripe with the Brook and the Bluff at 8 o'clock. And then Friday and Saturday, January 25 and 26, American Aquarium 5th Annual Road Trip to Raleigh. And that concert starts at 8 o'clock. Then at the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh, most shows start at 8 unless noted. Saturday, January 5th, Grunge Fest Holiday Hangover at 6. Friday, January 11th, American Floyd, tribute to Pink Floyd. Saturday, January 12th, Appetite for Destruction, that's Guns N' Roses tribute at 7. Friday, January 18th, Jesse McCartney, The Resolution Tour. Saturday, January 19th, Scotty McCreery, Seasons Change Tour. Friday, January 25th, Green Sky Bluegrass. Saturday, January 26th, Disco Donnie presents Slander at 6. Wednesday, January 30th, Trippy Red, Life's a Trip Tour. That's all at the Ritz. Okay, let's check out the lineup for Raleigh Little Theater. Box office number there is 919-821-3111. January 20th, Triangle African American Theater Preview 19. Celebrate the rich and diverse season of African American theater in the Triangle. The Triangle Friends of African American Arts is bringing together several performing arts organizations to showcase the wonderful African American plays and musicals that will hit the stages in 2019. January 11th through the 27th at Raleigh Little Theater, Measure for Measure. Vienna is beset with brothels, and loose morality, and it's up to the Duke to provide some divine intervention. Shakespeare's comedy centers around the fate of Claudio, who is arrested by Lord Angelo, the temporary leader of Vienna. Angelo lusts after Claudio's sister, Isabella, an aspiring nun, and gives her an ultimatum. Give up her chastity or her brother dies. Her decision ignites an exploration of agency, abuse of power, and the intersection of virtue and sin in one of Shakespeare's great plays. February 15th through the 24th, it's Junie B. Jones, the musical. Sneak a peek into the top-secret personal beeswax journal of the outspoken and lovable Junie B. Jones. It's Junie B.'s first day of first grade, and things have changed. Junie's friend, Lucille, doesn't want to be her BFF anymore. Also, Junie has trouble reading the blackboard, and she might need glasses. This is a delightful adaptation of Barbara Park's best-selling books. They are brought to life in a genuinely comical musical. Sensory-friendly performance will be held on March 2nd. Others on the lineup this year, or in 2019, March 8th through the 24th, Bob Marley's Three Little Birds. There is also a sensory-friendly performance of that show on March 30th. April 12th through the 28th, Ken Ludwig's Baskerville, a Sherlock Holmes mystery. May 18 and 19, West Side Story Symphony Concert. This is the Raleigh Symphony Orchestra. May 31st through June 16th, it's Pippin. All right, some music festivals occurring around the state of North Carolina. January 11th through the 13th, it's Big Band and Swing Dance Weekend in Asheville at the Omni Grove Park Inn. January 31st through February 2nd, the North Carolina Jazz Festival in Wilmington at the Hilton Wilmington Riverside. February 1st through the 3rd, Classic Rock and Roll Weekend in Asheville, and it's at the Omni Grove Park Inn. February 8 and 9, Appalachian State Old Time Fiddlers Convention in Boone, and the festival sites ASU Campus, Plemons Student Union, and Legends. February 22nd and 23rd, Carolina Jazz Festival. This is in Chapel Hill. The festival's in its 42nd year. Festival sites, Memorial Hall, Keenan Music Building, and Moser Auditorium in Hill Hall. February 22nd through the 24th, Bluegrass First Class. This is in Asheville at the Crown Plaza Resort. Okay, North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road. February 3rd, Melange, meaning an eclectic mix, changes the rules of chamber music performance. Each audience member has the chance to select the ensemble's next piece from its rich and extensive menu of more than 30 musical works from 15 styles, ranging from classical to Baroque, romantic to jazz, and Latin to Broadway. Saturday, February 16th at the Museum of Art, dance workshop Rodin and Movement, choreographers Muriel Elizian and Tommy Noonan share the creative process behind Je Suis Belle, a dance piece commissioned by the Museum of Art in 2017. The workshop begins with a warm-up and continues with a study of physicality, body textures, and imagery related to specific Rodin sculptures in the North Carolina Museum of Art collection. This class is for adults. It starts at 10 a.m. Also, that same day, a dance workshop for teens, and it starts at 2. March 3rd, Quartet for the End of Time, members of the Charlotte Symphony, perform the epic wartime Quartet for the End of Time. Endlessly deep and filled with haunting passages, the work has been recognized as one of the most important chamber music works of the 20th century. All that at the North Carolina Museum of Art. And checking out some of the things going on around the area in some of the communities, starting with Garner Performing Arts Center. Saturday, January 26, Broadway Voices Jeff Creedy. Creedy is among the tops of Broadway's young leading men after starring in A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, and then Billy Elliot, Sunday in the Park with George, Les Mis on the Great Wide Way. He has also earned acclaim in Carousel, Godspell, and Thoroughly Modern Millie. That show starts at 7:30. Saturday, February 9th, it's Rhonda Vincent and the Rage, crowned the Queen of Bluegrass. Vincent incorporates savvy contemporary touches while drawing deeply from the authentic traditions of classic bluegrass. Concert starts at 7:30. In Cary, Saturday, January 26th, at the Cary Arts Center, the Next Generation Leahy. Building on over three generations of musicianship, Doug and Jennifer Leahy and their six children are keeping the Leahy tradition alive through Celtic-based music, song, and dance. Friday, February 15th, at the Cary Arts Center, Masters of Soul. This is a celebration of the legendary songs and performers that defined Motown and soul music. Experience stylishly costumed, fully choreographed performances of both male and female groups, backed up by a live band. For many, Masters of Soul is the ultimate stroll down memory lane. And then Saturday, February 16th, at the Cary Arts Center, Bubble Trouble. This is presented by Jeff Boyer Productions. Boyer takes bubbles to the max in this one-man bubble extravaganza. The fun starts at 3 o'clock. Paige Walker Arts and History Center in Cary on Sunday, January 20th. It's the Winter Concert Series Symphony Spotlight featuring Eric Dyke. The tickets are $16, light refreshments served at intermission. Sunday, February 17th, Winter Concert Series at Paige Walker Arts and History, Brian Reagan. He's violin and concertmaster of the North Carolina Symphony. Tickets are $18. In Clayton, at the Clayton Center, all shows start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Thursday, January 31st, Tomas Kubinek. The one and only Dr. Professor Kubinek is a comic genius, virtuoso vaudevillian, and all-around charmer who gives audiences an utterly joyous experience they'll remember for a lifetime. The show starts at 7:30. Friday, February 8th, at the Clayton Center, Yolanda Raven, North Carolina-based songstress. Raven is a fierce performer whose versatility allows her to master all styles of music. Holly Springs Cultural Center, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, January 17, 18, and 19. It's Girls of the Garden Club. This is presented by Stageworks Theater. For Rhoda Greenleaf, gardening is all, and the presidency of the local garden club, her highest goal. But standing in the way is the incumbent, Lily Bell. How to oust Lily Bell and install herself as president becomes Rhoda's obsession. Performances each evening at 7:30 and a matinee Saturday at 2 o'clock. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, February 14, 15, and 16 at Holly Springs Cultural Center, Greater Tuna, presented by Stageworks Theater. What do Arliss Struve, Thurston Wheelis, Aunt Pearl, Petey Fisk, Phineas Bly, and Reverend Spikes have in common? In this hilarious send-up of small-town morals and more, they are all among the upstanding citizens of Tuna, Texas's third smallest town. The curtain goes up at 7:30 each evening, and there's a matinee on Saturday at 2. Apex Alley Cultural Arts Center, Sunday, January 13th, Simply Strings, classical concert series, string quartets by North Carolina composers Jacob Groff and Chrissy Ricker. That's at 3 o'clock. Saturday, February 9th, at the Halley Cultural Arts Center Triangle Russian Festival. Come and enjoy Russian culture and experience the unique folk and ethnic heritage of this part of the world. The Golden Gates Folk Dance Group and the Moscow Nights Trio are back with two performances this year and will perform Russian and Georgian music and dances. Saturday, February 16th, it is Jazz Live Concert Series at 7:30. And then Sunday, March 3rd, Springtime Melodies Classical Concert Series, music for string quartet and clarinet, with musicians from the Triangle Chamber Music Collective. And that starts at 3 o'clock, again, all at the Apex Halley Cultural Arts Center. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast on our website, triangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions about the program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.